Packers Extra is presented by Johnsonville and Mills Fleet Farm.
The Packers' 55-14 win over the Bears last Sunday night was the second largest margin of victory for the Packers in the 190-game history of the series. It also was the 11th victory for Green Bay in the last 13 games against Chicago. That doesn't say much for rivalry, does it? Aaron Rodgers was his usual brilliant self, tying an NFL record set by the Mad Bomber Daryl LaMonica of the Oakland Raiders in 1969 by throwing 6 touchdown passes before halftime. After being contained in New Orleans, Pro Bowl-bound wide receiver Jordy Nelson exploded for a 73-yard touchdown reception and then a 40-yard score. He had 6 receptions for 152 yards and a pair of touchdowns. Eddie Lacy inserted the dagger on one of the most fundamentally sound 56-yard screen passes you will ever see. But most significant was the move of all-pro outside linebacker Clay Matthews into the middle of the defense at inside linebacker. That move paid immediate dividends. The Claymaker led the defense with 11 tackles, a sack, and 2 tackles for loss. He marshaled the Packers' beleaguered ground defense from within, shackling the NFL's most complete back, Matt Forte, who managed 54 rushing yards and just 3 receptions for 27 yards. For the first time this season, the Packers' defense held an opponent to less than 100 yards rushing. Chicago managed 55 yards on 24 running attempts, a 2.3-yard average. Might the Packers have found the solution to their run defense problem in-house? Only time will tell.
Don't get me wrong. The Packers were very good, but the Bears were very bad last Sunday night. So what does that overwhelming victory really say about Green Bay? We may not know the answer to that question until the Packers take the field against the Eagles this Sunday. For Packers Extra, I'm Wayne Larrabee.